You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Pavilions for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and it's time for College Football Playoff Focus. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the world of college football during the playoff and also and then some. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have Jay Stevens. He is the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast and the Jay Stevens podcast, and he is also the co-host of the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. We discuss the Ohio State game against Utah in the Orange Bowl. We talk Jackson Smith and Jigba, C.J. Stroud, and so much more. Also, we have Sean Smith on the program. Sean is the founder of GoBigBlueCountry.com. The website has covered the University of Kentucky since 2017. Also, he is the co-host of Kentucky Daily on the Blue Wire Podcast Network, and sources say on the Kentucky Sports Radio Network. We discuss the Kentucky game against Iowa in the Citrus Bowl and so much more. Before we get to those interviews, we want to give you currently an update on the latest bowl game scores. Let's start off on New Year's Eve. It was the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, as 17th-ranked Wake Forest representing the ACC going up against Rutgers representing the Big Ten. Wake Forest would beat Rutgers 38-10. In the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, we had Central Michigan representing the MAC going up against Washington State representing the Pac-12. Central Michigan would beat Washington State 24-21. On New Year's Day, we had the Outback Bowl in Tampa, Florida, between 21st-ranked Arkansas representing the SEC going up against Penn State representing the Big Ten. Arkansas beat Penn State 24-10. In the Citrus Bowl, it was number 22-ranked Kentucky representing the SEC going up against 15th-ranked Iowa. In a close one, Kentucky would go on to beat Iowa 20-17. And on January the 4th, we had the Texas Bowl in Houston, Texas, between Kansas State representing the Big 12 and LSU representing the SEC. Kansas State would go on to beat LSU 42-20. And now time for your college football playoff semifinals. In the Cotton Bowl, we had number 1-ranked Alabama representing the SEC taking on the number 4th-ranked Cincinnati representing the American Athletic Conference. Alabama would beat Cincinnati 27-6. And in the Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida, between number 3-ranked Georgia representing the SEC going up against number 2-ranked Michigan representing the Big Ten. Georgia would beat Michigan 34-11. And on New Year's Day, we had the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, as number 9-ranked Oklahoma State representing the Big 12 took on number 5-ranked Notre Dame representing the Independent Conference. In a close one, Oklahoma State would beat Notre Dame 37-35. In the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, it was 6th-ranked Ohio State representing the Big 10 going up against 11th-ranked Utah representing the Pac-12. The Ohio State University would beat Utah 48-45 in the Rose Bowl. And we had the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans with 7th-ranked Baylor representing the Big 12 going up against 8th-ranked Ole Miss representing the SEC. Baylor would beat Ole Miss, final score 21-7. And that's your latest update on the bowl games in college football. Coming up after the break, we have Jay Stevens on the program. Jay is the host of the Jay Stevens and Locked On Buckeyes podcast and a contributor to the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. We talk more about Ohio State's victory in the Rose Bowl against Utah, and also we talk more about Jackson Smith and Jigba and C.J. Stroud and so much more. Jay is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times, and every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
Bowie Outfitters, locally owned and operated, folks that actually do what you do. They love talking to you about everything outdoors because they spend their time outdoors too. They just work there to make enough money to get to do the stuff that you are going to be going out to do also. And that's why they can provide so much better advice, because they love what they do. Locally owned and operated, Bowie Outfitters. 225-766-1200.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Star Market for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/foryou for program details.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve.
In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny, Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
Henderson again. First down, and they're in field goal range. He stays in bounds. It's obviously the directive you're talking about, Kirk.
Yeah.
Brown has plenty of time. And fires. Smith and Jigba makes the catch. Knocked out at the 12:36 second play.
He was
himself after that loss to Michigan. So many critics howling. To come back home and lead this kind of performance as Henderson is muscled down at the 2, clock running inside of 30.
Homer was a season ticket holder. He dreamed of playing for the Buckeyes. Didn't offer him. Went to North Carolina. Lost his job there in 2020. Transfers back to Ohio State. Has been almost flawless in his career. And now has a 19-yarder to win the Rose Bowl.
And does his job. And somewhere, you know, his grandfather is aware of what Noah has done. That was a punctuation mark. A lot of hard work to get there, but a nice moment for him.
Not going to give W a chance, are they? That's what I said. Are they going to kick?
Yes, they are. Wow. And Covey already one electric move, reverses field.
Going back to the flat football.
Lateral day, and he will be brought down. It's a scrum for the football. Picked up, but no, it's going to be down right there. Triple zero on the clock. That's it. An unforgettable Rose Bowl as Ohio State shorthanded fights from behind all night. Utah lead for 45 minutes of this game. Sadly, Cam Rising, the leader of this team, not out of the game, not able to finish.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. I have him back on the program. He is a gentleman that is the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast and also someone that's been doing some great things with the Jay Stevens podcast as well as contributing to the Locked On Big Ten. We want to welcome him to the program, back to the program, I should say, Jay Stevens. Jay, welcome back, my man.
What's up, Ed? Man, how you doing? Glad to be back with you.
Thank you so much, man. I'm happy to. I'm doing well, sir. Just want to tell you Happy New Year to you and yours, man. And let's get right to it. Happy New Year for the Ohio State University Buckeyes as they pulled off a come-from-behind win over the Utah Utes, 48-45, in what was Utah's first Rose Bowl appearance. Give me your takeaways from this game.
Man, that is a game, that Rose Bowl on January 1st to start the year. That's a game we'll be talking about for a very long time. Well, I'm sure if Utah fans, they thought that they were going to roll through, and Ohio State really came out looking flat. The offense was amazing, but towards the end, you saw the offense really step up in a bigger way than the defense step up in ways that I don't think any Ohio State fan, player, or coach had seen all year long. Maybe seen it in practice, but I don't really remember a performance or a game where the defense stepped up in that way. And that Rose Bowl, man, that victory for Ohio State, you end the season with a Rose Bowl trophy win. You get a ring for that win. You don't lose the season with a loss. I mean, that's a positive way to finalize the 2021 football season.
Indeed it is. And, Jay, I mean, it didn't look all that great for Ohio State in the beginning because Utah, again, as I stated earlier at the beginning of the interview, that this was their first ever Rose Bowl appearance in them being a part. They haven't been part of the Pac-12 in quite a long time. They're still relatively new to the conference, but it started off shaky for the Buckeyes in this game. And I want to talk just a little bit about Ohio State's offense. Of course, we'll get to CJ and Jackson in just a moment, but it was a rough start for Trevion Henderson in the beginning, but he finished out pretty strong, 17 carries for 83 yards. Give me your thoughts on Trevion's play in this game.
It's kind of what we see for Trevion Henderson throughout the season. You look at his numbers, I think it was 1,200 rushing yards on the season. But a lot of times in big games against physical teams, running between the tackles, that's not, I mean, he's going to get more carries, but that's not really a strong suit. And the physicality that Utah brought, that really is something that has hindered and that has slowed down Travion Henderson throughout the season. He did have a couple of runs where he started to break things off, but I was kind of what I expected from Travion Henderson, to be honest with you. A good running back, a running back that I do think next year, probably year number three, will be that blow-up type of year. I think he'll have 1,000 rushing yards next year. I don't know. We're thinking like 1,800, 1,900 rushing yards. But I do think that year number three for Travion Henderson will be something that Buckeye fans, all of us, will remember. But this particular game, the way that he started, the way that the game went for him, that was kind of how I thought it was going to go against this Utah defense.
Yeah, I kind of thought he would come out of the gate and have a bigger impact in this game. But, again, you just never know. Like you said, Utah's defense played well containing him in this game. I want to move along now to the receiving side of the ball. A familiar name, Marvin Harrison, but Marvin Harrison Jr., that is, had 6 catches for 71 yards and 3 touchdowns. Just give me your thoughts on Marvin's play in this one.
Route man Marv, as C.J. Stroud calls him. He is a young man that is not built like your average true freshman wide receiver. 6'3", 205 pounds, and that's not it. I've been seeing stuff on Twitter that people talk about, oh, he's a son of a Hall of Famer. That's going to be his calling card. No, wrong. That's not it. That's one of those things that really annoys me. Yes, his dad is a Hall of Famer, but that is not the only reason he's going to be good. Marvin Harrison Jr. works at his craft. People talk about him in the offseason. The players say they were not surprised by the play that he had on the field and that you cannot press him as a wide receiver. Most true freshmen pressing him at the line of scrimmage, that slows them down. That knocks them off their route. Marvin Harrison Jr. has learned how to work on his craft. Yes, his dad has assisted him in learning how to figure out the tricks of the trade. However, this young man, he has God-given ability, and he works. He works very hard. And that was put on display by his route running, by his get off the line, and the 3 touchdowns that he had in the Rose Bowl.
All right, I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball just for a moment. Tommy Eichenberg was the leading tackler with 11 tackles. I mean, he was all over the field in this game against Utah. Give me your take on his performance.
Tommy Eichenberg stepped up in a way that Ohio State needed. After that first half, they had seemed like 1,588 missed tackles. That's a little exaggeration, but Ohio State's tackling in the first half was poor, very poor. And in the second half, Tommy Eichenberg came out. I believe he got a 5-yard tackle for loss on the very first play of the second half for Utah's offense that would result in a 5-yard loss. And that really set the tone for the rest of the game defensively. Tommy Eichenberg knew Cody Simon was going to be out. Taraja Mitchell had a messed up knee. Paliye not OT is a transfer, but he's not good enough to play right now. He also knew that Ohio State was going to be playing a guy at linebacker starting his very first game that only had 2 or 3 practices at linebacker all year in Kate Stover. So he knew him and Phil Chambers needed to step up in this game. It was Tommy Eichenberg who stepped up in a very big way to the tune that he was the Rose Bowl defensive MVP.
All right, and then I want to move along now to Court Williams. Court had 6 tackles to go along with a sack, and his presence was felt in this game as well. Give me your take on Court's play in the Rose Bowl.
I really like what we saw from Court Williams. I know a lot of fans have been calling for him to play more this year. And another thing, Ohio State had injury issues. Lathan Ransom going down on a kickoff for Ohio State, where Brittany Covey read that thing back. And Court Williams played more before that, but he needed to play a lot more with Lathan Ransom getting hurt. And Court Williams' play, it's one of those things where Ohio State plays too many guys on defense. They're not going to try and sugarcoat anything. They play too many guys on defense. And this was one of those games where going into next season, if there's a guy that didn't play a lot this year that might deserve a starting spot or more playing time next year, it is Court Williams because he played really, really good when needed to in this game.
All right, and I want to get back now to the offensive side of the ball. The MVP of the Rose Bowl was Jackson Smith and Jigba. Last time I had you on the program, Jay, we've ranted and raved all year long about Jackson Smith and Jigba. Of course, we also talked a lot about Chris Olave. Chris did not play in the Rose Bowl to prepare for the NFL draft, but this was Jackson went off in this game. 15 catches for 347 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, Jackson was everywhere and then some. Give me your take on Jackson and his play in this game.
Amazing, phenomenal. He's a star at in college football playing a slot position. You're losing your two best receivers at Ohio State in Olave and Garrett Wilson. However, when they were interviewed by Kirk Herbstreit for a game day special, Kirk Herbstreit, after the interview, said, who's the best receiver? Olave and Wilson quickly pointed at Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He is the leading receiver. He had the most catches on the team. He had the most receiving yards on the team, 95 catches, 1,606 receiving yards. And in this game, we saw it didn't matter who the receivers were. It didn't matter who the defense was. There's a special connection that C.J. Stroud and Njigba have, where Njigba runs the routes properly, a phenomenal route runner, a phenomenal guy that can beat you before the snap, post-snap, in the middle of the route, at the top of the route. He can beat you in so many different ways that most guys in college, actually most NFL receivers, can't do some of the things at their level that he is currently doing right now in college football. He almost now, he got caught in a long run, had a big catch, long run. He fumbled it. If he does not fumble, he has the potential to go over 350 receiving yards and have four touchdowns. Now, he may not have scored because he was tired and he didn't have the juice that he normally had. But let's say he does get caught, but he still drags the defender into the end zone. That's 350 receiving yards, four receiving touchdowns. That is the four receiving touchdowns is a Rose Bowl record. He's currently tied with Marvin Harrison Jr. and two others for the most receiving touchdowns in the Rose Bowl. So a star that we're seeing in front of us, a guy who I'm excited to see play next year, a guy who I think will play in the slot and on the outside next year, which is just going to boost and raise his draft stock. I mean, if you have a guy that can kill in the slot, and then kill in the slot and on the outside, that is what NFL executives and wide receiver coaches in the National Football League want, and they will drool when thinking about having that type of player on their offense.
Yeah, you mentioned, Jay, about his draft stock. I think his draft stock is definitely going to increase next year. I know a lot of draft experts are predicting that this year's draft is not going to be that good. So I think next year's class will definitely be much better. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba could be in it if he decides to not return to Ohio State University for his senior year. And I want to talk now about, man, C.J. Stroud. What a year he had being a Heisman Trophy candidate. And what a performance that he had in the Rose Bowl. He completed 37 out of 46 passes for 573 yards, six touchdown passes, and one interception. He set not only an Ohio State record, but a Rose Bowl record for most passing yards in a single game and a Rose Bowl record for six touchdown passes. Give me your thoughts on C.J.
C.J. Stroud's amazing, man. I mean, we marvel at the quarterbacks that we have seen recently in recent memory. Deshaun Watson, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, who I think is immensely underrated for what he did at Alabama and how smooth that offense flowed with him calling the shots. But C.J. Stroud is moving the ball. He is preparing in a way that when he's on the field, everything looks so easy for him. I mean, we marvel Marvin Harrison Jr. He had big catches. He had three touchdowns. Jaxon Smith-Njigba had a big day. But I think the two things that he did in this game that he has progressively gotten better at throughout the season, one, he's learned how to stay in the pocket. A lot of guys, if they can't step up in the pocket, they're naturally going to roll right or roll left, not stay in the pocket and keep it harder for guys that are already blocked to sack or tackle C.J. Stroud. He learned how to stay in the pocket, and the offensive line did a phenomenal job blocking. I cannot go any further without talking about how well they blocked him in this game. I don't think he got touched at all, except for on the 10-yard scramble run that he had in the game. I don't think he got touched behind the line of scrimmage. The offensive line kept him clean and upright the entire game. That was huge. But not only was it progressive that he progressively got better while being able to throw in the pocket, but his accuracy is scary good. Marvin Harrison Jr., we marvel at the route, the touchdown catch he had on the left side of the end zone. I think it was the first touchdown that Ohio State had in the game. That was a perfect pass from C.J. Stroud. People marvel at the slot fade that Jaxon Smith-Njigba caught on the right side of the end zone. That was a perfect pass, elite ball placement. There was a catch that Emeka Egbuka had on the left sideline. He got one foot in, a toe tap, actually. That was elite passing accuracy, ball placement from C.J. Stroud. So we marvel at all the things the receivers are doing. We can't forget the offensive line, but we can't neglect the progression that C.J. Stroud has had throughout this entire season. And his ball placement is something that when you look at the best quarterbacks of the past 10 to 15 years in college football, I mean, there's been Heisman Trophy winners. There's been guys out there that have been household names. C.J. Stroud is slowly moving into that conversation of the RG3s, the Matt Leiners, the Sam Bradfords, all of these amazing quarterbacks that did amazing things at their schools. C.J. Stroud, to me, deserves to be in that conversation. And I started something on Wednesday's episode of Locked On Buckeyes I'm going to share with you, Ed, right now. The C.J. Stroud campaign for Heisman Trophy starts now. I'm not going to go any further and say, no, we're just going to wait until the fall when the season starts. No, it starts right now because he has shown me everything I personally need to know to think that he is a Heisman Trophy winner or Heisman Trophy candidate right now on January 5th, 2022. The season does not start until September. Yes, you could say, Jay, you're prisoner of the moment. I don't think so. I have numerous games to look at to see how he has gotten better, and I've seen how Ryan Day has adjusted for what C.J. Stroud has done on the field. Excited to see him play next year, but I think it's okay, perfectly fine, to start the C.J. Stroud campaign for the Heisman Trophy right now in January.
You're absolutely right about that, Jay. The campaign can start right now, and definitely the anticipation is going to be definitely high going into next college football season. I want to stay with the Heisman Trophy just for a moment, and we just had a Heisman Trophy presentation that had just passed, and of course Bryce Young was the winner out of the University of Alabama. C.J. Stroud finished second, and then Aiden Hutchinson was third, the defensive end from the University of Michigan. Just kind of tell me, in your opinion, what was it about C.J. that made him be nominated for this year's Heisman?
You're leading the statistically best offense in the country. So I do believe that in the present day and the way that people evaluate and vote for the Heisman, I believe that they take that into account. So that's one thing. But two, you have the best passing attack or the best receivers and the best passing attack in the country as well. And so I do think those two things are a major reason why he was also up there. Number three, I mean, your brand matters. I don't care what people think and say brands don't matter in college football or collegiate sports. Somebody might say that. I think you're wrong. Brands absolutely matter. If Aiden Hutchinson played for a Western Kentucky or played for Hawaii, he would not have been in New York for the Heisman. If Bryce Young, he ended up playing for, let's say, BYU, or if Bryce Young played for, I'm trying to think of somebody off the wall, a UConn. I don't even know if they had a season this year. But if he played for UConn, he would not be in New York for the Heisman. Your brand absolutely matters. And I do believe C.J. Stroud, being a quarterback that is following a trend of Ohio State quarterbacks, Dwayne Haskins, Justin Fields, now C.J. Stroud, that have been in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony, I do believe the brand matters. Ohio State, that blocko, definitely helped him be in New York. I think that the voting was a little off, but I do think C.J. Stroud definitely deserves to be in New York, and it's kind of scary to think about what he could do next year.
Yeah, you're right about that, and I want to get to next year. Now, you've already begun, as you said, you've already begun the campaign for C.J. Stroud to win the Heisman, and definitely the campaign is legitimate, but also Bryce Young is coming back next year to Alabama, and he's expected to be a dominant force. No Aiden Hutchinson. He's graduating. He's a senior. He's on his way to the NFL draft, to enter the NFL draft. So could we have Bryce and C.J. 1 and 2 again, this time with C.J. being the Heisman Trophy winner next year? You called it. So give me your take on why he'll take Bryce in next year's Heisman race.
I actually talked a little bit about this on Locked On Buckeyes on Wednesday. A lot of the stuff we're touching now has been touched on the show, which I love. I love the connection and how just the ideas are just going to be expounded upon on a different show. But, yeah, I do think that it could be Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. I think that C.J. Stroud had a better season than Bryce Young. I do think that A, from Alabama, and the time that Bryce Young had his biggest game of the year,
and beating and of course beating Georgia, that's why he got thrust into the number one spot. I think the timing of it, the Heisman moment, and that and the A of Alabama were all the things there. But if you're looking up in totality, I think Stroud's a better quarterback right now than Bryce Young. I firmly believe that. I think that he's able to navigate an offense. He's able to comfortably move the ball up and down the field. He's learning better how to take what the defense gives him. And I do think it's a Stroud, Bryce Young. Now, this is early. Maybe January. Things can change between now and then. But, of course, no injuries. Things go as planned. I do think it's going to be TJ Stroud, Bryce Young next year in New York. I think Stroud should be the front runner. I have not checked any betting odds right now, but I do think that TJ Stroud should be the Heisman front runner. Of course, what have you done for me lately? Look at the Rose Bowl performance, and then look at the performance that Bryce Young had in the playoff game. His running back had 204 rushing yards in that game. TJ Stroud was the leader, 573, I believe, passing yards for TJ Stroud in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, CJ Stroud was a monster in that game, and it's the anticipation has already begun for next year's Heisman with Bryce Young and, of course, CJ Stroud at the Ohio State University. I want to move along now to someone that's been a very dominant coach in his short amount of time at Ohio State, and that's Ryan Day. Ryan Day coaches his team to the Rose Bowl. Just give me your thoughts on Ryan and how he coached in this game.
Ryan Day has learned how to just adjust, and he has a really good feel for the temperature in the room. I want to go to something that happened at halftime that I think a lot of coaches, even young coaches or experienced coaches, they might interject and get in the middle of without feeling that the players need this moment to control the temperature in the room. At halftime, Ohio State was down, didn't look good, didn't look hot, definitely thought Ohio State was going to lose the game. At halftime, the players were getting on each other, holding each other accountable, and saying, we're not going out this way. Ryan Day, in that moment, he backed away. He said in his post-game press conference, he said he realized the players were speaking up and they were talking, and he's like, hey, this is not my time. This is not for me. This is for them. This is their game. They're playing. I'm going to let these young men take control of the locker room and do what's needed to push this team in a way that only the players could do. Ryan Day only has 4 losses, I believe, in his short career at Ohio State. I believe it was the Clemson loss, the Alabama loss, and then 2 losses this year. He's only been the head coach for 3 full seasons at Ohio State. I'm ultra critical of Ryan Day. But looking in totality of what he's done, how he's got talent, how he has matured the talent, how he has had different coaches and made adjustments on the fly, this it's a luxury. It's a major luxury for Ohio State to have Ryan Day right now. And I am very curious and excited to see what he does next year. And hopefully, I'm hoping he stays at Ohio State for a very long time.
All right, I want to stay with Ryan for a moment. So we know about the premier coaches in the in college football. You know, there's Nick Saban, there's Jim Harbaugh. You also have Kirby Smart. There's also Jimbo Fisher in the mix as well, Lane Kiffin, Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, just to name a few. In your opinion, where does Ryan Day rank amongst those names in the college football ranks in terms of head coaches? I can't forget about Mel Tucker as well.
List them off for me one more time if you could.
Nick Saban, Jim Harbaugh, Mel Tucker, Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, Jimbo Fisher, Lane Kiffin.
So I would think Saban is definitely above Ryan Day right now. Brian Kelly, you could say, is ahead of Ryan Day right now for longevity and the success that he's had at Notre Dame. But I'd be really, really hard to say that among those names. You mentioned Jim Harbaugh, I think Ryan Day's a better coach. You mentioned Mel Tucker, I think Ryan Day's a better coach. I think the only clear-cut guy above him right now is Nick Saban and this group. I think you can say that Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day, and Brian Kelly, they could all be on the same tier to me. I have no problem with that. If you want to say Lincoln Riley is above Ryan Day, I'm going to ask you why. If you're going to say Brian Kelly is ahead of Ryan Day, I'm going to ask you why. I'm going to ask for an explanation as far as who or why you believe Kelly or Lincoln Riley is above. I don't think I don't think Lane Kiffin is on Ryan Day's level at all. I don't. I think even offensively, if they were just offensive minds, I think Ryan Day is the better offensive mind than Lane Kiffin. And so I do think it's Nick Saban and then Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, Ryan Day, all somewhere in that jumbled up mess between those three. All three of those coaches that I just mentioned, Kelly, Riley, and Day, all three of them bring something different to the table. All three of them have had success at different stops along the way. Well, Riley only Oklahoma, but they've all had success at stops along the way. And all of them are expected to have good football teams next year. So one's in Southern California, one's in the Bayou, one's in Columbus. I know the expanded playoff is going to come at some point. Could you imagine one round Ryan Day is playing LSU in the playoff, and then the next round Ryan Day is playing Ohio State, playing USC in the playoff? I mean, talk about coaching matchups that you want as a football fan. I mean, no matter what you think about the playoff expansion or not, like, I'm here for it. Like, my thoughts about the playoff are not going to be said right now. Let's ask me, but I would love to see these coaches go head-to-head. I would love to see those brands go head-to-head. I would love to see it. I think Ryan Day's a good coach, an amazing coach, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. I mean, like you mentioned about the college football playoff expansion, and it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting with Lincoln Riley now being out in Los Angeles at USC. We definitely would see some balance come back in college football. For a minute, the SEC's been running it for well over two decades now. There was a time when the Big Ten ran it. There was a time when the Big 12 had their run. The Pac-12 had their run at one time. And I think maybe next year could be the year where we start seeing the balance in college football. And, of course, with Ohio State and then with LSU and then USC. So definitely, as you mentioned, this is the best of the best and the creme de la creme currently in the head coaching ranks in college football. I want to talk now about the Rose Bowl, Jay. And, you know, the Rose Bowl is one of the premier sporting venues, not just in college football, but in all of sports, and the location of it and being in Pasadena, California, right outside of Los Angeles. What were your thoughts on the atmosphere of the game as you were watching it?
Dude, that atmosphere, that was something that was really weird. Now, sold out, like 89,000 people, Southern California, the mountains behind us, I get all that stuff. But I can't remember a neutral site Ohio State football game that was so pro the other team. Utah fans showed up. They showed out. I predicted a 70-30 split favoring Utah fans in the game, and they have been 80-20. Very expensive to get there. The protocols, I'm sure people were saying, well, I don't know if I want to spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a trip to Southern California to get there and all of a sudden have all these protocols, have to show a negative test, and not be able to get in because I'm not negative. I may be asymptomatic, but I'm not negative, so I can't get in, or the game get canceled last minute. So all that stuff goes into it. Utah fans showed up, they sold out, they did a phenomenal job. But that scene, to me, is still the best scene in sport. The backdrop, the field, I am a big fan of football games played on grass. I still like seeing grass stains on pants, and of course you get that in the Rose Bowl. I think that entire scene, the Rose Bowl, there's a reason why, one, they call it the granddaddy of them all. And I don't care what you want to say about the Rose Bowl, the contract, staying on New Year's Day or not. That deserves to be on New Year's Day. Absolutely deserved it. Because that atmosphere, that stadium, so much history, the game's amazing. And it's just one of the best things about college football, about sports. And you're starting your new year, everyone's new year is starting watching one of the best college football games you'll see all year.
Oh, yeah, rightfully so, man. I mean, the Rose Bowl belongs on New Year's Day. It's just certain things and certain traditions that just makes things worthwhile, make living worthwhile, and one of them is the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. You just got to love it. And, again, the Ohio State University beat the Utah Utes 48-45 to win the 2022 Rose Bowl. All right, Jay, we talked about C.J. Stroud, and you said you've already begun the campaign for C.J. to win next year's Heisman. But aside from that, what's the outlook like, in your opinion, for the Ohio State University football program in 2022?
You have to make the playoff. Right, there's no questions about that. Number one, Ohio State has to make the playoff. Number two, to do so, to solidify that automatically, Ohio State has to win the Big Ten Championship. Number three, not in this order, Ohio State has to beat Michigan. These are all non-negotiables. Before the season, I said Ohio State, I don't think this was the year for them to win the national championship. I said I think it was next year. And with the way that this year has gone, the way the season has progressed, seeing how they finished the Rose Bowl, I think those three things are absolute requirements for the team. Make the playoff, beat Michigan, win the Big Ten championship. And I even think, Ed, if Ohio – now it's early. I think there will be a lot of people starting in September if Ohio State – you're asking what expectations are for Ohio State. I think numerous people will say national championship or bust. It's early. There's a lot of time between now and then. But I firmly believe there are a lot of things trending in the right direction for Ohio State to be in the national at the national championship game, playing in that game next year. There's too much talent. There's too much experience. There's too many good coaches for this to flop in the way that it did. Now, this year, to me, was a flop. Two losses. Could have been more in this season. To me, this year was a good season. 11-2, and Ohio State fans are saying we're not satisfied with the way things are going. That's how high expectations are in Columbus, and I don't think they're going to go down anytime soon.
All right, rightfully so, and you heard it from him. He is Jay Stevens. He is the host of the Jay Stevens Show and also the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast, as well as a contributor to Locked On, the Locked On Big Ten podcast on Mondays. Jay, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell the listeners out there about the Jay Stevens pod, Locked On Buckeyes, and, of course, Locked On Big Ten.
Man, this has been fun. Like always, I always have fun coming on the show. Locked On Buckeyes, a daily podcast coming at you every Monday through Friday. Just on Wednesday, we started our end-of-year grades. We went through the offense, running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, and offensive linemen. It's not just the starters. It's every player that played in that position group. We give you a grade. Myself and Jeff Hunt, who's a frequent contributor for the podcast, he ends up coming on for the end-of-year grades as well. Locked On Big Ten every Monday, myself and the host, Nate Dickinson, just chop it up and recap the weekend that was in the Big Ten Conference. The Jay Stevens podcast has been on a little hiatus lately due to some scheduling conflicts. That'll be back. The plan is to have that back, hopefully, by the wild card weekend of the NFL playoffs. So that should be back once a week on Mondays. That date escapes me right now. I want to say that starts, wild card starts the 16th. So the 17th should be, as long as my dates are correct, the next date that the Jay Stevens podcast comes back. That'll be every Monday. Maybe some interviews sprinkled in every now and then. Former players, people in the media, maybe beat writers coming on to talk about things that intrigue them and things they cover. But, yeah, got a lot of good stuff going on, and I am very excited. NFL playoffs, the national championship in college football, college basketball, the NBA All-Star Games coming back, Klay Thompson's going to return. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff going on right now in sports for everyone to enjoy.
Absolutely, Jay, and you're absolutely right about that. It's a lot of stuff happening in sports. I mean, winter and the spring are always busy months in the world of sports. It's never a dull moment. And speaking of never being a dull moment, I want to ask you about tailgating for a moment. We know that sports and tailgating go hand in hand. And I've got to ask you, what items can we find at an Ohio State University football tailgate?
Ed, you're asking me a question. This is the one thing that I do not know about because I've never been at a tailgate. And most of my friends that go to games, they don't tailgate because they just want to get to the game and go out. So I am the wrong person to ask about tailgating at Ohio State. Maybe next year when I try to get to Columbus for a few more games, I may stop for a little tailgating. And then if we talk during next season, I will gladly share some of my experiences.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, let me ask you this. What type of food do you enjoy eating at an Ohio State football game?
This is going to surprise you here as well. Only football games I've been to at Ohio State. I've never been to Ohio Stadium. I've only seen them play in Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship. I hate to be the Debbie Downer for some people. Like, wait, this guy's never been to an Ohio State game. No, unfortunately, I have not. I don't like talking about things I have no experience about. So, like I said, Ed, next year let's try to do this conversation again.
Okay, well, fair. No, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's okay. Hey, you know, hey, as they say, That's the beauty of life, right, man? We get to learn new things every day, experience new things every day, and I know for a fact you get your opportunity to check out the Ohio State University football in action. Well, Jay, again, thank you so much, my man. And one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Jay Stevens Pod, also Locked On Buckeyes, Locked On Big Ten, and any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Absolutely, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. Also on Instagram if you want to follow me on there at JStevens07 there as well. Locked On Buckeyes Monday through Friday. You can catch up on any of your podcast listening apps, audio versions. Also a YouTube channel for Locked On Buckeyes. Just search Locked On Buckeyes. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you're notified every time a new show goes live. Also, the Jay Stevens Podcast on all your podcast listening apps. That's going to be coming back very, very soon. Locked On Big Ten, same thing. YouTube page for Locked On Big Ten. Then also the podcast listening app of your choice. You can catch Locked On Big Ten as well. That's every single Monday with Nate Dickinson recapping the weekend that was in the Big Ten Conference.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Jay Stevens, the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast, also Locked On Buckeyes and a contributor to the Locked On Big Ten Podcast on Mondays, giving you the 411 on what's happening, not just with sports, but in the Big Ten, and also, of course, with the Ohio State University. Jay, thank you so much once again, my man, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know, and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, Ed.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Be back with more right after this.
Henderson again. First down, and they're in field goal range. He stays in bounds. It's obviously the directive you're talking about, Kirk.
Yeah.
Brown has plenty of time. And fires. Smith and Jigba makes the catch. Knocked out at the 12:36 second play.
He was
felt after that loss to Michigan. So many critics howling. To come back home and lead this kind of performance as Henderson is muscled down at the 2, clock running inside of 30.
Homer was a season ticket holder. He dreamed of playing for the Buckeyes. Didn't offer him. Went to North Carolina. Lost his job there in 2020. Transfers back to Ohio State. Has been almost flawless in his career. And now has a 19-yarder to win the Rose Bowl. And does his job. And somewhere, you know, his grandfather is aware of what Noah has done. That was the punctuation mark. A lot of hard work to get there, but a nice moment for him. Not going to give W a chance, are they?
That's why I said, are they going to kick?
Yes, they are. Wow.
And Covey already one electric move, reverses field.
Going back to the flat football.
Lateral day, and he will be brought down at the scrum for the football. Picked up, but no, it's going to be down right there. Triple zero on the clock. That's it. An unforgettable Rose Bowl as Ohio State shorthanded fights from behind all night. Utah leads for 45 minutes of this game. Sadly, Cam Rising, the leader of this team, not out of the game, not able to finish.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Randall's For You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas.
You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Randalls For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randalls Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Randalls For You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Randalls For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randalls Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details. You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Star Market For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Star Market For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/foryou for program details.
All right, everybody. Once again, a big special thank you to Jay Stevens, the host of the Locked On Buckeyes and the Jay Stevens podcast. And he's also the co-host of the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Jay was great giving us the 411 on what's happening with the Ohio State University football program and recapping their win against Utah in the Rose Bowl and giving us the 411 on C.J. Stroud and many other things happening with the program up in Columbus, Ohio. Coming up after the break, we'll have Sean Smith. He is the founder of GoBigBlueCountry.com. The website has covered the University of Kentucky since 2017. He's also the co-host of Kentucky Daily on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. And sources say on the Kentucky Sports Radio Network, we discussed the Kentucky game against Iowa in the Citrus Bowl and so much more. Sean is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates.
we have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
Bowie Outfitters, locally owned and operated, folks that actually do what you do. They love talking to you about everything outdoors because they spend their time outdoors too. They just work there to make enough money to get to do the stuff that you are going to be going out to do also. And that's why they can provide so much better advice, because they love what they do. Locally owned and operated, Bowie Outfitters. 225-766-1200.
Robinson right here. Iowa, bring it everybody. Levis gets rid of the pass. Long throw, picked off inside the 40-yard line. It would have been a turnover on downs anyway. Jamari Harris steps in front of the receiver and gets the interception. Third down and one. Kentucky's got 10 on the line of scrimmage. And Gavin Williams hit in the backfield. Got back to the line of scrimmage, though, but he's short. It's fourth down and a yard.
More than half of Taylor's punts have landed inside the 20, and many of those inside the 10. They need that here. Robinson gets out of the way. It lands at the 5 and goes into the end zone. Now it's third down and 10. You just lost 7 yards on the sack. Levis got Robinson. It's caught. He took a shot, but he hung onto the ball. Merriweather was there, lit him up. But how about Robinson hanging on to that, knowing he was going to get buried?
Down in 3 about a minute ago. Now it's 2nd and 10. A short pass to Robinson on the screen. Turns it upfield and knocked out of bounds. Will they throw a flag here? It looked like it was a clean hit before Robinson went out of bounds.
Face.
Yep. Plenty of time for Kentucky if they want to run the ball. Four-man rush. Now a fifth comes in late. Throw downfield. Robinson's there. Caught inside the 30. Touches back. Oh, he hurt the defender. He's inside the 5. Dives for the end zone. And down at the 1-yard line. Wandale Robinson taking over with big plays here in the 4th for Kentucky.
And it's a wide-open Wandale Robinson. And a well-thrown football by Will Levis. And you see how Robinson is to tackle in the open field.
First and goal from the 6. Robinson hit in the backfield, breaks the tackle. Robinson is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kentucky in front. Iowa almost had him at the 10-yard line. But what have we said all game about Rodriguez? Always going forward. 1:48 to go and a timeout. Clock stops on first downs. Petras throwing in double coverage. It's caught by LaPorta. He got a foot down. What a catch on the sideline. Out to the 37 for a gain of 12.
Wow.
Remember, Caleb Shudak has a 51-yarder. He's one of the best kickers in the country. So they run it here. And Williams is up to the 43 for a gain of 6. Kentucky not pressing the wide receivers. Petras underneath. LaPorta trying to get out of bounds. He does. Stopping the clock at the 45 of Kentucky with 1:12 to go. He's in the backfield with Petras on first down. Bruce to the 40 for a gain of 5. 53 seconds. Petras. Pressure coming off the edge. He's hit. Gets rid of the ball. A diving attempt at an interception. And he got it. DeAndre Square.
there on the last drive of the season to try to win a game.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ABC and ESPN. That was the fantastic ending to the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day 2022 as Wandell Robinson getting an awesome pass from quarterback Will Levis, putting him in goal line position, of course, with Chris Rodriguez scoring the touchdown. And then Iowa's offense, falling just short as Kentucky's defense got them an interception. To talk more about this game and other things happening with the Wildcats, let's welcome somebody to the program who's the founder of GoBigBlueCountry.com and also the co-host of Kentucky Daily on the Blue Wire Podcast Network and also Sources Say on the Kentucky Sports Radio. Let's welcome Sean Smith to the program. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and happy new year to you and yours. And give me your takeaways from the Citrus Bowl between Kentucky and Iowa.
It defines everything that Mark Stoops' program has been for the last 5 or 6 years. It was a gutsy win. Essentially got down to pretty much their second string on the defensive side of the football. Kentucky had so many guys out, whether that be due to injury or COVID protocol. You get to that second half, and there were three players that played on drives that were actually in the transfer portal. Mark Stoops needed every single one of those guys to get through that game, and just a gutsy win. It was a great matchup, two top 25 teams. Iowa had players out as well. Just a huge win, and another offseason that is just going to be full of momentum for Kentucky football.
Indeed, because the last time I had talked about Kentucky football, Sean, you know him very well, Curtis Birch. I asked him about Kentucky and this resurgence that they've had recently with football. We know Kentucky traditionally to be a basketball and a track and field powerhouse, but definitely all eyes are definitely going to be on the Wildcats out of Lexington in this recruiting period. About this game, I want to talk about Chris Rodriguez for a moment. What a year that he had. And, I mean, this was the icing on the cake for him in the Citrus Bowl, having a rushing touchdown to go along with 20 carries for 107 yards. Just give me your thoughts on his performance.
He's a workhorse. He's been that guy now for the last few years. And if he decides to come back, if he stays healthy and comes back, he will end up being the all-time leading rusher in UK football history, which is incredible. But just that's a guy that there were a couple of plays there where I know Will Levis had the option to hand it to him or keep it on third and two, and Levis kept it, didn't get it. And then they went to Jatom McClain on the fourth down play. And then there were some red zone plays there too where he was not on the field early in the game. And I think a lot of that goes back to some of his fumble issues that he had throughout the season. But he was excellent. He was excellent all year. He was excellent in that game, and he just continues to fall forward. Every time he gets hit, he's getting extra yards. Just an incredible player.
Indeed he is, man. He definitely made big strides for the Wildcats this year. I want to move along now to the quarterback, Will Levis. And Will had a fairly decent game in the Citrus Bowl. What a year it's been for him. He's the transfer coming over from State College, Pennsylvania. He was at Penn State, didn't work out, and now he's found his way in Lexington, and it was announced that he's going to be returning to Kentucky for the 2022 campaign. Give me your thoughts on Will's play in this game.
He's changed the program, and he's changed the direction and the expectations around it, because now you saw the balance this year offensively. I mean, they were pretty much equally balanced across the board with the rushing and throwing the football, and it was that element of bringing in a quarterback. That's the one position since Mark Stoops has been in Lexington. They've had all this success, and you know that, the 10-win seasons now, the four straight bowl wins, the climbing the ladder in the SEC East. The one thing that always was missing was a quarterback that could throw the football, and now they have that in Levis, and he was great this year. For a first-year starting quarterback under new offensive coordinator Liam Cohen, I give it an A+. I don't think it could have gone better, honestly. And it's been able to showcase this program, and it's attractive to wide receivers in the transfer portal. It's attractive to high school recruits, and honestly, for future quarterbacks, they see that a quarterback can go to Kentucky and have success. And I think that is what Will Levis has done. He's laid the footing and the framework there for everyone to kind of see that it can be done at Kentucky at quarterback, and now they can start recruiting that position even better than they have.
I want to stay with the position for a moment. Tim Couch and Andre Woodson were really the last two quarterbacks in the program that really made strides for the Wildcats. Where do you rank Will in terms of being in that class with Tim and Andre?
Yeah, and you got to throw Jared Lorenzen in there as well through that
That's
window.
Right.
But I still think he's behind those guys, obviously. Those are legends. I mean, those guys, what they did for the program. Mike Hartline was another good quarterback that they had. They really hadn't had a game-changing quarterback that was really the face of the program since Andre Woodson. And I think another year, and if he goes out and they win 9-10 games again next year, then I think he continues to move up that ladder. I think he's a guy, he's coming back, but if he's able to stay healthy, you see those touchdown numbers go up, you see the interceptions go down, you've got to really see his impact with his legs in the last 5 or 6 games of the year. I think that's what really changed Kentucky offensively in that final month. He's a guy that could definitely cement his legacy and put himself up there in that category if he comes back and they have another really good year.
Awesome. Let's move along now to the receiving side. What a year for Wandell Robinson. I mean, he came up clutch in a lot of big games for Kentucky, and he came through in the clutch for the Wildcats in this Citrus Bowl victory over Iowa. Again, he was a second-team All-SEC this year, and we know about the story about him originally going to Nebraska, and things didn't work out for him after just 2 seasons. He enters the transfer portal, comes to Kentucky, comes to his home state, and man, what a season it was for him. Give me your thoughts on Wandell's play in the Citrus Bowl.
Just unbelievable. He's a UK legend. He played 1 year, and I'm assuming 1 year. I'm just going to say I'd be shocked if he decided to come back again. I mean, obviously that's still up in the air. He'll make a decision at some point in the future. But he's a legend, and he was already a legend in my book because of the numbers he had put up and the being a Kentucky kid, the coming back home. But that performance in that fourth quarter, that ball that he caught, and the 52-yard catch and run that set up the game-winning touchdown by Chris Rodriguez, I think will go down as one of the greatest plays in UK history. Just the momentum shift and the plays that he made, just hanging on to the football in traffic. He's tough as nails, and what an experiment that was. I mean, you go out and you get him, and you hope that it works out, and I think it went better than planned. I mean, it's incredible. He's going to go – if let's say he leaves, he's going to get drafted the same way that Will Levis has bettered that position at quarterback for recruiting and transfer portal and high school targets. Wandell Robinson has done the exact same because those were the two positions that they needed to get better at, and they certainly have. The guys they have coming in that class at wide receiver, transfer portal, it's all because of the success that Wandell Robinson had this season. It's laid the foundation for future guys to come in and kind of do the same thing he did. But he belongs on that Mount Rushmore of players. Probably, you know, I mean, obviously he's the single season leader in receiving yards at UK and in catches. So it was a historic year, and you got to put him up there in the top 4 to ever play a wide receiver at UK.
Yeah, definitely. So what a year he had. And in this game in the Citrus Bowl, he had 10 catches for 170 yards, and definitely a trifecta for Kentucky with Will Levis, Chris Rodriguez, and Wandell Robinson. I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. De'Eric Jackson, Quandre Mosley, and DeAndre Square all had interceptions in this game on the Kentucky defense. Give me your thoughts on their play in this game.
Same thing I said in the opening. Like the entire performance from across the board, offense, defense, all of it, just gutsy. I mean, to be so many guys down, that they had 4 defensive starters in that game that started the season. They had 7 defensive starters out that started game 1, and they found a way to win. And Jackson there, he had the injury to his knee last spring, hadn't played. He comes back and he plays in the bowl game. Just a gutsy performance by him. And then you can't say enough about DeAndre Square. I mean, the guy was banged up. He was out of the game. He told us post game that he actually was ruled out and was not supposed to go back in. And Marquan McCall goes over to him on the sidelines like, you got to go back in. And I don't think they win that game if he doesn't go back in and play. And then he gets the interception there to clinch the game at the end. And he's another guy that has a decision to make. He could use that COVID year and decide to come back again next year. I know Kentucky fans would love to have him. But if not, there's no better way to go out than what he did Saturday. Just an unbelievable performance.
All right, and then that was the deal on the Citrus Bowl between Kentucky and Iowa. Do you know what the attendance was in Orlando?
It was a little more than 50,000. It wasn't at 51, but it was 50,000 is what they announced. I can't remember the exact number, but a very good crowd.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty big number considering currently we're in the middle of a pandemic. So I was kind of curious on what the final attendance numbers were for the 2022 Citrus Bowl. So now let's get to head coach Mark Stoops. He's been with the program since 2013, but from 2016 to the current, I mean, a bowl game from 2016 up until now. What do you think has been Coach Stoops' biggest strengths that he's brought to the Kentucky's football program?
They've accepted and adapted his attitude. And they've taken that on themselves. The entire program needed a makeover when he came in. I mean, it was a fan base that was so hungry for football success, but they didn't have the attitude of being able to compete in the SEC, and they did it in the trenches. Offensive line, defensive line, they changed it. And I think that's been the biggest thing. But then just the commitment. You see Mitch Barnhart recently announced a new contract extension for Mark Stoops, the amount of money that he's getting. His assistants got a big raise. Both offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator will be making over $1 million next year. You got a tight ends coach and associate head coach Vince Merrow making a lot of money as well. Just the commitment to the program, I think, was the biggest thing that happened, and that's all that this program needed was just to show that they can do it, that they can win in the SEC, and his ability to recruit Ohio has been another thing that's been talked about a lot over the last 9 years. And he's branching out and recruiting other areas, and just the commitment to the program, a new updated stadium, a new training facility, new indoor facility. They're working on a new indoor facility, practice facility that's not going to have a track around it. That's something that Stoops has been asking for, more recruiting, bigger recruiting budget. He's getting all those things that he's asked for, and I just think it's kind of just been brick by brick and layer by layer. Each little thing that he does that just continues to make this program better. But the commitment overall has been the biggest difference.
You mentioned about the recruiting and going into Ohio, and I know Kentucky, and you have Ohio, and of course another neighboring state of West Virginia. What's been his recruiting base like? I know you mentioned that he has been successful getting recruits from the state of Ohio, but what's his been recruiting pitches like, in not just in Kentucky, but Ohio, West Virginia, and other neighboring states?
I think the thing that's been so good for this staff is their ability to build relationships. And that goes for hitting the in-state kids. Like, Kentucky's not known as a state that produces a lot of talent that plays Division I football. But when it does, you have to get those kids, like the Wandale Robinsons. The reason, you know, he goes to Nebraska 3 years ago because Kentucky could not throw the ball. And, I mean, he made the right decision at the time, but then it ends up working out in the end that he comes back. But when you have those kids in your state, you've got to go get them, and they've been doing that. Like, they've been taking care of business in-house. They've been dominating Louisville not only on the field but in recruiting as well, reaching out to Ohio. They've got pipelines all over the place. You just now had John Summerall take a head coaching job at Troy. He was a great recruiter. Brad Watt's a great recruiter. Liam Cohen. They've got guys that build relationships very, very well. And you've seen it. I mean, Mac Jones, quarterback for the New England Patriots, he was a Kentucky commit at one point before he flipped to Alabama. They've been in on a lot of guys that just did not get to Lexington, but now you're starting to see this program win 10 games, be on ABC in a national spotlight in a big bowl game, beating the Penn States, the Virginia Techs, the Floridas, the LSUs. All of those things kind of factor in and go into it, the more you can showcase your program. But the root of this staff and what they're so good at is they build relationships, and these parents and these kids and these families trust these coaches.
Rightfully so. It's very important when you get the parents and the family members involved in the whole process. So now, what do you think, in your opinion, Sean, what's Kentucky's outlook for 2022 in the football program?
Got to get better in the secondary. I think that was the biggest thing that this season showed us. They probably beat Tennessee if they could stop the pass, and then they're possibly playing in a New Year's Six Bowl. That was the biggest difference. That's the one game that everybody looks at, or the Mississippi State game if they couldn't stop the pass. But You're going to have to shore up your tackle positions. Darren Kennard is going to go to the NFL. Darren Rosenthal did not play in the bowl game. We do not know why, but there, I know it was talked about that he could possibly pursue an NFL career. So if that happens, you lose your left and your right tackle. So I think that those are positions that you have to shore up here in the transfer portal. You need to go out and get another wide receiver. You've got some good young guys already in the program. You've got good incoming freshmen at that position as well. But I just think they just need to continue to recruit and add depth to their roster. There's always going to be attrition. Like I said, three people played the other day that were in the portal. The only reason they had to do that is because so many people were out hurt or in COVID protocol. But that's the biggest difference in this program now. In years past, let's say 7-8 years ago, Kentucky could not go beyond the one or two deep. But now they've added talent and they've built depth like these other teams in the SEC, and that depth pays off. And I just think that that might be the biggest thing, is just continue to add that depth, shore up those left and right tackle positions, and then hope that Chris Rodriguez announces he's coming back, and then you get some of these wide receivers to come along as well.
Yeah, that's definitely important, man. You know, the new year also brings about new changes, and definitely will people stay or will they go? It's always a mystery in college football. It's never a dull moment. And again, he's Sean Smith from GoBigBlueCountry.com. And Sean, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody what you do at GoBigBlueCountry.com, as well as Kentucky Daily and Sources Say.
Yeah, I'm the founder and editor of GoBigBlueCountry.com. I started the website 5 years ago. I cover the daily beat for football and basketball, always posting stuff on the site. I cover every game, home and away, most of the time. I'll miss a few basketball games here or there on the road, but that's what I do for full-time work. And then Kentucky Daily is a daily podcast that covers the Kentucky football and basketball beat. Typically, when things are going easy with the schedule, I know through the holidays we had a hard time getting to some daily content out, but we typically will drop 5 or 6 episodes a week. Co-host with Derek Terry, who works for the Caspaws on the 24/7 Sports Network. And then the Sources Say podcast is a basketball-only podcast for UK basketball. It's on KSR's network, but I co-host with Jack Pilgrim of Kentucky Sports Radio. So got my hands in a lot, but it's a lot of fun.
Definitely, man. You're definitely a jack of all trades and have your hands in a lot of stuff and keeping busy as we roll into this new year. I got to ask you before I let you go, what type of items can we find at a Kentucky football tailgate?
Oh, Kentucky football tailgate. Well, you'll definitely find some bourbon. That's a given. If you come to the state
okay.
of Kentucky, you'll definitely find some bourbon at a Kentucky tailgate. I've not done a whole lot of tailgating in my life, though, at UK, but I would have to say that would be number one on the list.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: what type of foods do you enjoy eating at a Kentucky game?
Oh man, the media spread is always usually pretty good before COVID. I always enjoyed the tacos and the chicken and all that good stuff. But definitely, I'm a taco guy. Anytime that I'm at a game somewhere and they have tacos, regardless whether they're chicken tacos, ground beef tacos, steak tacos, man, I'm all about tacos, fajitas, and that thing.
All right, awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Sean Smith. So one more time, Sean, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Go Big Blue Country, Kentucky Daily, Sources Say, and also if you have any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at GBB Country. You can search the Facebook page, Go Big Blue Country, as well on there. You can find Kentucky Daily and Sources Say on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all listening platforms. And then the website is www.GoBigBlueCountry.com.
You heard it from me, Sean Smith, the founder of GoBigBlueCountry.com, also co-host of Kentucky Daily on the Blue Wire Podcast Network and Sources Say on the Kentucky Sports Radio Network, giving you the 411 on what's going on with the University of Kentucky athletics in the football and the basketball realm as well. Sean, thank you so much again, and Happy New Year to you and yours. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Man, I appreciate you having me on. Happy New Year.
And thank you so much, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Robinson right here. Iowa bringing everybody. Levis gets rid of the pass. Long throw picked off inside the 40-yard line. It would have been a turnover on downs anyway. Jamari Harris steps in front of the receiver and gets the interception. big third down and one. Kentucky's got 10 on the line of scrimmage. And Gavin Williams hit in the backfield. Got back to the line of scrimmage, though, but he's short. It's fourth down and a yard. More than half of Taylor's punts have landed inside the 20, and many of those inside the 10. They need that here. Robinson gets out of the way. It lands at the 5 and goes into the end zone. Now it's third down and 10. You just lost 7 yards on the sack. Levis got Robinson. It's caught. He took a shot, but he hung on to the ball. Merriweather was there, lit him up. But how about Robinson hanging on to that, knowing he was going to get buried? Down in 3 about a minute ago. Now it's 2nd and 10. A short pass to Robinson on the screen. Turns it upfield and knocked out of bounds. Will they throw a flag here? It looked like it was a clean hit before Robinson went out of bounds. Face. Yep. Plenty of time for Kentucky if they want to run the ball. Four-man rush. Now a 5th comes in late. Throw downfield. Robinson's there. Caught inside the 30. Cuts it back. Oh, he hurdled the defender. He's inside the 5. Dives for the end zone. And down at the 1-yard line. Wandale Robinson taking over with big plays here in the 4th for Kentucky.
And it's a wide-open Wandale Robinson. And a well-thrown football by Will Levis. And you see how Robinson is to tackle in the open field.
1st and goal from the 6. Robinson hit in the backfield, breaks the tackle. Robinson is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kentucky in front.
Bowie Outfitters, locally owned and operated, folks that actually do what you do. They love talking to you about everything outdoors, because they spend their time outdoors, too. They just work there to make enough money to get to do the stuff that you are going to be going out to do also. And that's why they can provide so much better advice, because they love what they do. Locally owned and operated Bowie Outfitters. 225-766-1200.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Acme for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Acme for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Acme Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit acmemarkets.com/foryou for program details.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance.
If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny, Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
Bowie Outfitters, locally owned and operated, folks that actually do what you do. They love talking to you about everything outdoors because they spend their time outdoors too. They just work there to make enough money to get to do the stuff that you are going to be going out to do also. And that's why they can provide so much better advice, because they love what they do. Locally owned and operated, Bowie Outfitters. 225-766-1200.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another edition of College Football Playoff Focus. Once again, a big special thank you to Jay Stevens, host of the Locked On Buckeyes and the Jay Stevens Podcast, and the co-host of the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten Podcast. And also, again, a big special thank you to Sean Smith, founder of the GoBigBlueCountry.com, the website covering the University of Kentucky since 2017, and he is also the co-host of the Kentucky Daily and on the Blue Wire Podcast Network and The Sources Say on the Kentucky Sports Radio Network. Again, big thank you to them on their insights on what's going on with their prospective programs at the Ohio State University and the University of Kentucky. And again, a big special thank you to you, the listeners out there. I'm Ed Robinson, and this has been another edition of College Football Playoff Focus. Until next time, so long, everyone.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Pavilions for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.